Welcome, everyone. As you might have noticed, this is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by eejournal.com and hosted by yours truly, Amelia Dalton. Happy Engineers Week, everyone. And you know how we're going to celebrate? With lots of verification and even more coffee. Today, Vanessa Cooper, DVCon US 2021 Program Chair, joins us to discuss DVCon US, what's new with this year's conference, and all the cool stuff you will learn by attending. But before verification, must come coffee. So, did you know that coffee actually alters the structure of your brain? Yeah, and if we drink it every day, it can significantly reduce the volume of gray matter in our brains. But that might not be a bad thing. So, there has been a lot of research surrounding caffeine's effects on the brain. In one previous study, it was shown that caffeine consumption may be associated with acute reductions in gray matter volume. But in another study just a couple years ago out of the University of Indiana, it was revealed that caffeine can actually slow cognitive decline, especially when it comes to diseases like Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. But a recent study coming out of Basel University took a slightly different approach. It centered around the correlation between caffeine intake and sleep deprivation or disruption, which can also cause acute reductions in gray matter. And what they found was pretty interesting. After a 10-day trial with a group of healthy young adults who were given 3 tablets of caffeine each day and a similar group that was only given a placebo, they found significant reductions in gray matter after 10 days of caffeine. But this study also found that there was no difference in slow wave sleep activity between the placebo and the caffeine groups. They found that the effects of caffeine were most notably in the right medial temporal lobe, the area of the brain responsible for spatial cognition and memory formation. Even further, they found that these changes to gray matter, seemingly caused by caffeine, seemed to recover very quickly after no more caffeine was consumed. So, caffeine is bad, right? Well, not so fast. Carolyn Richtert, co-author of this study, says this: "Our results do not necessarily mean that caffeine consumption has a negative impact on the brain. But daily caffeine consumption evidently affects our cognitive hardware, which in itself should give rise to further studies." So my further study is going to be having another cup of coffee. So, if you want even more information about this super cool study, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page that will take you to a research paper about this topic called "Daily Caffeine Intake Induces Concentration." All right, it's time to bring in Vanessa Cooper, Program Chair from DVCon US 2021. Hi, Vanessa. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Amelia. Thank you for having me again. It's been about a year since we've spoken.
Yes, it has. So we're talking about DVCon coming up on March 1st through the 4th. But first, for my audience who may not know, Vanessa, what is DVCon all about?
Sure. DVCon US, because we have conferences in other locations as well, stands for Design and Verification Conference, and it's in its 33rd year. And it has established itself as kind of the must-attend industry and user-focused conference for practicing design and verification engineers, as well as EDA developers, IP integrators, and design managers, just those people focusing on design and verification of electronic systems and integrated circuits. Now, given the current environment, this is the first time the conference is completely virtual. And although we would much rather be meeting in person, one benefit of a virtual conference is that people that may not normally get to participate have the opportunity to do that this year.
That's true. Now, Vanessa, I was really interested in Paul Cunningham's keynote speech. Can you give us a sneak peek into what he'll be addressing at this year's conference?
Sure. I'm really looking forward to hearing that myself. So Dr. Cunningham is Corporate Vice President and General Manager of the System Verification Group at Cadence. The title of the keynote is Computational Logistics for System and Software Verification. So he's going to be focusing on the challenges of verifying extremely complex devices in their software stacks and is proposing a new throughput-centric mindset that considers the cost of the tools, the computation, the people, as well as the relative abilities of each to accelerate verification. So I'm really excited to hear what he's proposing.
Excellent. So can you tell me a little bit about the tutorials being offered at this year's DVCon?
So we have four tutorials this year, and the underlying theme is about scaling productivity. Monday, we have the Accelera members sharing the latest on the portable seamless standard. And then on Thursday, we have the three sponsored tutorials covering emulation and prototyping, applying big data for coverage, and cloud-based simulation.
Okay, so let's get into some of the workshops a bit. It looks like there's a wide variety of workshops offered this year as well.
There are, and we're really excited to offer 18 workshops this year, which is a record number. Monday morning is all about standards. Five of those are from Accelera working groups, including one on the latest in security and another on functional safety. New this year is a workshop from IEEE on system level power analysis. And then UVM continues to garner tremendous interest. We have two UVM focus workshops, as well as a UVM birds with a feather on Monday. The remaining 12 workshops are sponsored and are spread evenly between Monday and Thursday. Some provide a deeper look into areas such as automotive safety, open source processors like RISC-V, AI, cloud, which is expected given the industry trend. We have the latest on debugging and bug hunting, formal coverage, and just smarter verification management in general. And then we have those that continue transcending beyond the RTL abstraction by covering areas such as HLS, ESL, hardware, software design, and firmware validation. But one of the exciting things with an entirely virtual on-demand conference is that attendees will not have to choose between sessions like they would if we were, you know, on site in California. They could attend the entire program at their leisure. And our tutorial and workshop chair, Ambar Sarkar, has done an excellent job putting together this part of the program.
So, Vanessa, is there anything else we should know about this year's technical program?
Sure. I mean, we have a jam-packed session as usual. There will be two panel sessions on Wednesday that can be accessed for free, but attendees do need to register ahead of time to have access to the virtual platform. Verification in the open source era and chip design on cloud from pipe dream to preeminence will offer attendees an opportunity to ask questions during a live Q&A session. This year's panel chair was, again, Tom Fitzpatrick. And then John Dickel, our poster chair, has organized 14 poster sessions that will be presented on Tuesday. We also have over 40 papers that will be presented across Tuesday and Wednesday as usual. And members of the technical program committee have been working diligently with our authors on reviewing the papers and producing the digital content. And as the program chair, I'm really appreciate their hard work. We couldn't pull off the heart of the program without those folks working so hard.
That's great. Now, Vanessa, what do the exhibits look like in this kind of virtual conference?
That's a really good question. So we are thrilled that we have 20 exhibitors signed up this year. There will be opportunities to connect with colleagues and make appointments for one-on-one sessions with vendors and view product demonstrations. There are also some fun games we have weaved in throughout the conference with prizes ranging from $100 to $500. And we're still fine-tuning some of the aspects of what the virtual conference will look like. So by the time your listeners hear this, we'll be set for an exciting virtual exhibition.
Excellent. Now, if my audience is interested in registering and then attending, where should they go for more information?
So the website, dvcon.org, has all the information about the program as well as registration. And we do have a free registration option that includes access to the keynote, the panels, and the UVM birds of a feather and the exhibit. So there's something for everyone. And again, like I said, if you've never attended DVCon because, you know, you haven't been able to travel or there's just limitations, this is an excellent opportunity to attend the virtual conference and have that on-demand access to the entire program.
Excellent. All right, Vanessa, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, since we've been dealing with this COVID and various levels of lockdown, here's your COVID off-the-cuff. Now, Vanessa, if you could have one meal right now, it doesn't matter if the restaurant is closed, you need a passport to get there, or heck, it's just in the other side of your city that's in ice right now, what would it be?
Wow. There's so many options. Right now, I'm craving some really good Italian food. And I think because it's so cold here in Texas at the moment, just some, you know, hearty pasta that just warms and comforts the soul would be nice.
I love it. Well, this has been awesome today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EE Journal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EE Journal TFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out Amelia D. 1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of super fun techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, or heck, you just want to chat, I promise I will respond. Shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 26, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.